And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. 24 years ago this morning, Islamic terrorists murdered 2,983 Americans in the worst attack on U.S. soil since Pearl Harbor. Today's commemorations are scheduled against the backdrop of yesterday's assassination of Charlie Kirk. And if you think that's unrelated, you haven't been paying attention. Ceremonies are planned at Ground Zero, the Pentagon, and Shanksville, with Vice President Vance expected to attend in New York while President Trump heads to the Pentagon. The tribute in light will pierce Manhattan's skyline again tonight, with the twin beams being a reminder of what we lost and what we refuse to surrender. Former Army Commander Rick Lynch, who was packing for the airport that September morning in 2001, wrote yesterday that we can't afford to let our guard down. We went from a nation that understood the cost of freedom to one where a conservative can't debate college students without wearing a bulletproof vest. And yesterday proved even that wasn't enough. The assassination of Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University represents the inevitable result of years of the left calling conservatives Nazis while pretending their rhetoric doesn't have consequences. A 31-year-old father of two shot in the neck while answering a student's questions about mass shootings. His final words literally gang violence before a bullet from 200 yards away ended everything. The founder of Turning Point USA at the age of 18, a man who helped deliver President Trump's youth vote, all dead because he dared to speak conservative truths on a college campus. And that response tells you absolutely everything about this divided nation. President Trump ordered flags at a half-staff through Sunday evening. Ben Shapiro called it the worst political assassination in 50 years, and he's absolutely right. Ronald Reagan survived. Trump survived. Charlie Kirk, who built the most important conservative youth organization in American history, he didn't make it. And President Trump's address from the Oval Office last night made it painfully clear. The president said, quote, "For years, those on the radical left have compared wonderful Americans like Charlie to Nazis and the world's mass murderers." That's not hyperbole, folks. That's exactly what created this moment. The shooter remains at large at this recording while federal agents flood Utah, but we already know the real culprit here. It's a culture that tells young radicals that words they don't like constitute violence, and that justifies actual bullets in return. And what makes this unbearable? Charlie Kirk saw it coming. He traveled with security, used metal detectors, war protection, all to exercise his First Amendment rights in America. On this September 11th, we're not just remembering the victims of Islamic terrorism from 2001. We're confronting the reality that political terrorism has come home. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus, or you can sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.